I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format. But, just like my regular show, these will be stories that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes about people who are making a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a few moments away from your busy day to consider this. It feels good to acknowledge the staff at Northumberland Hills Hospital, all the doctors, nurses, technicians, everybody right down to the cleaning staff are making great sacrifices. They are part of a legion of essential workers toiling every day in the face of a deadly pandemic, trying to keep our upside-down world going. In the midst of the chaos, there are still those who can look around them and be moved by the possible suffering of others. This story is one such example of the many acts of generosity going on in Northumberland County. It is how one nurse inspired an entire hospital to give a little bit extra in the face of giving it all each and every day. Lisa Eisler, a registered practical nurse at Northumberland Hills Hospital, was busy doing her job looking after people in the middle of a world pandemic. At home were her family and friends. All of them were being very supportive. Lisa is a very active person, and she volunteers at her kids' school. She saw firsthand the programs where meals and snacks were given to those who did not get a proper breakfast or lunch, and it moved her deeply. But with the schools closed, she got thinking about those kids. What were they doing without the school's food program? And that got her thinking about all those families who may not be able to afford food for a variety of reasons far beyond their control. What could she do?
And I thought, how better to combine the two of saying thank you to the community for the immense support that we were receiving and continue to receive, and then in combination of that, to offer support to those families. So I tried to combine the two.
Lisa shared her idea with her supervisor, Whitney Lake, who oversees the acute surgical patients unit. With the help of colleagues, family, and friends, the word spread quickly. Each shift, Lisa would remind her colleagues, and the money started to flow in. In the end, she would raise more than $2,600 for Food for All, the county's supplier of food banks and meal programs across Northumberland. All her life, Lisa demonstrated her compassion for others. Since high school, she took the lead on efforts to raise money, hold events, and reach out to those who face hardship. Her empathy knows few limits, and her concern for those who are less fortunate is always present.
If you could just encourage people, I looked at the census when I was doing this, and there's 86,000, if I'm correct, people in Northumberland County. And how many, if you can look at how many of those use the food bank and the numerous food banks in the county, I think there's 13 of them supplied by Food for All. And literally, if we could give anything, can you imagine if 80,000 people gave a dollar and how much that could add up to, or $2 or $5? And we could really make a difference. And really, at the end of this, you know, there's so many unknowns at this time. But one known thing is how we behave. And we can control how we behave and control how we help each other. And really, at the end of the day, 6 months, 8 months, a year from now, I want to be able to look back and be proud of how I behaved. And I think I'm not alone in that.
Lisa is not alone. Whitney supported her. Her family and friends stepped up. The hospital staff who donated showed they care. And each and every day we know that there are acts of kindness and generosity taking place. If you are inspired by Lisa and her squad, you can call Food for All or go to the Northumberland County website or Google Food for All Donate and follow the links. Well, that is another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you have any ideas or suggestions for this show, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.